Sigurd grunted from the computer. He was surfing around on the internet to find something about Xyntra. He didn't expect to have any luck. Cavallo's world was incredibly far away. No one on Earth had heard about it, except for himself, Sandra, and Monica, the girl next door. But at least it was a way of passing time. "Hey, I am extremely bored," Sandra said. Sigurd began to worry. When his baby sister was bored, she was capable of anything. Then his cell phone rang. "He's here!" Monica cheered. "He's back! I was out on our porch when this large bird came flying, a falcon," Sigurd inserted. "And suddenly, there he was," Monica continued. "Prince Cavallo, and he asks for you." "He does," Sigurd said excitedly. "We will be there at once." Sandra had heard it all. She was already on her way to the house next door. Sigurd ran after her through the rain. Monica waved at them to come up onto the covered porch. There Cavallo was. He was just as elegantly dressed as the last time. He bowed to them and said, "It's my pleasure to meet you again. I wasn't counting on coming to Earth for a while, but something terrible has happened. My sword, Sunglitter, is lost. Could I have lost it here?" "It's here," Sandra said. She gave him the golden jewel pin, which had the ability to turn into a sword. "What luck," Cavallo exclaimed. "Without Sunglitter, I feel almost naked. It has saved my life many times." "But how? The pin was on the ground. You've probably dropped it," Sandra said with the most innocent voice she could muster. "I must have," Cavallo said, "even though I always stick it firmly into the jerkin." "Yes, it was kind of difficult to get off. I had to—" Sandra interrupted herself and sent him a scared look. "Just admit it, Sandra," Sigurd said strictly. "You took it." "Not really," Sandra defended herself. "I didn't do it to keep it. I was going to give it back to him, right?" Cavallo looked puzzled at her. "Sandra took Sunglitter to get you to come back to us," Monica explained. "Because I so want to go on adventures with you again," Sandra said. "Me too," Monica said. "All three of us would like that," Sigurd added. He could not avoid admiring his baby sister. She often did something totally crazy, which ended up well anyway. Carvalho's face lit up in a large smile. "I have missed your company too," he said. "At length, it becomes sad to go around alone. And you are brave and can think fast in a pinch. I saw that on our last trip. No one could want better companions." "So you want us to come?" Sandra asked excitedly. "On one condition," Cavallo said. "You keep your hands off Sunglitter. Understood?" Sandra nodded and made an effort to look well behaved. "When are we going?" Monica asked. "For my sake, we could go at once," said Cavallo. "I am eager to go to Xyntra. Maybe I will succeed this time." They stood in a circle and closed their eyes. A weird power crackled inside them. "It is the magic of the circle we can feel," Monica thought. "It occurs when we hold each other's hands. And when we open our eyes, we are in a completely different world."